In CI News this week, the Office for National Statistics cuts ties with Stonewall amid accusations it fell prey to the lobby group's pro-trans ideology. Sheffield University comes under fire for warning students about graphic scenes in the Bible. And gambling firms are taken to task by the advertising regulator for airing adverts that appeal to children. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 31st of October. I'm Rhys Curnow. The Office for National Statistics has cut ties with Stonewall after the well-publicised debacle of the 2021 census, which significantly overestimated the transgender population. According to Freedom of Information responses, the ONS collaborated with Stonewall on the census question, "Is the gender you identify with the same as your sex registered at birth?" When it was revealed that the question may have confused respondents whose first language was not English, it became the first census data to ever be downgraded. Since 2006, the ONS had been part of Stonewall's controversial Diversity Champions scheme, which rewards employers for promoting LGBT ideology inside and outside the workplace. Oxford University's Professor Michael Biggs criticised the ONS for heeding the advice of an outside lobby group advancing a contested political ideology. Taxpayers fund ONS to collect reliable statistics, not to promote niche political causes. The University of Sheffield has slapped trigger warnings on the Bible's account of Jesus' life leading up to his crucifixion. English literature students studying biblical and classical sources were warned of graphic bodily injury and sexual violence in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. A similar warning was placed on the Genesis story of Cain and Abel. Defending the move, the university claimed it was standard procedure to prepare students who might find such details difficult. But the Christian Institute's head of communications, Angus Saul, criticised the university's stance.
This idea of the Bible needing trigger warnings is a complete nonsense. Neither the gospel accounts nor the account of Cain and Abel in Genesis contain any kind of graphic material or content at all. They're far less explicit than many films people watch or indeed the books that people will be studying in English literature. Instead, what most people find offensive about the Bible are its claims to truth, that Jesus Christ is God, that he is the only way to heaven, and that we can only have forgiveness and salvation through him. Now, such truths are offensive to many, but they're a tremendous blessing to those people who truly believe them. The only trigger warning that the Bible needs is, this book may completely transform your life.
The president of the Royal College of Psychiatrists has warned that teenagers who smoke high-strength cannabis are damaging their brains. Dr. Lade Smith fears young people have no idea that they are literally growing their brains in a cannabis soup when they start using the dangerous Class B drug. The reality is, cannabis is associated with a higher risk of anxiety, depression, and unfortunately, a higher risk of psychosis. If you do have a problem with cannabis, it potentially could completely ruin your life and the life of others. The top psychiatrist highlighted the strong influence of the cannabis lobby and called on the government to get the public health message right that cannabis is not a safe option. And finally, the Advertising Standards Authority has ruled that Betway and Quiff broke marketing rules designed to protect under-18s from advertisements promoting gambling. In May, Betway ran an ad in which football fans wore clothing and scarves sporting the Chelsea FC logo, while last year Quiff shared a post on social media featuring Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton. The regulator concluded that the ads were irresponsible and breached the code. It instructed the betting companies to ensure future marketing does not contain content with a strong appeal to those under 18 years of age. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.